Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Jake Smith, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today, I'm speaking with Steve Garrison, Vice President of Marketing for ZeroStack. Welcome, Steve.
Hey, thanks, Jack. It's great to be here. It's great to be a part of the Cloud Builder program with Intel.
Well, we're certainly excited to have you, Steve. So can you tell us a little bit about ZeroStack, where you got started, you know, company history, where you're focused?
So our founders came from a mixture of companies that have pioneered virtualization and cloud automation, such as VMware and Google. And our whole premise is to basically build self-driving clouds. Just like your car is becoming more and more intelligent with software, we're trying to make cloud technology accessible to anybody, whether you want it in the public format or on-prem. And that's a key differentiator. We can bring it on-prem, and you don't need a group of cloud experts to drive it.
Tell us a little bit about your philosophy regarding how you build cloud and how you work with Intel regarding that philosophy.
Yeah, first, what we want people to believe is that software can help learn about you or the way you use the cloud and offer you up suggestions on how to make the management and operations of that cloud almost go away. And so think proactive and predictive management. So underneath the hood, we have a machine learning big data cluster that helps us process your behavior. We don't look at your data, Jake. We look at your behavior. So let's use that car analogy. Let's say you turn left every Monday morning at 8 o'clock, but you turn right every Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock. So if you map that to, say, capacity utilization, VM sizing, or when do you upgrade multifaceted elements of your cloud stack, we push a lot of alerts and predictive messages at the users to say, hey, Jake, you're running out of storage based on your behavior in 2 weeks. You'll be out. Would you like us to double it? Or, hey, Jake, we can help you use more of that Intel power because you've oversized 80% of your VMs. Would you like us to right-size them, right? It's that kind of intelligence. And then how we work with Intel, well, first of all, the Intel branding, I mean, you know, 95% of the world runs on Intel, right? So almost every customer we work with requests an Intel platform because all their tools and support organizations are built around Intel. So we just want to make that a seamless experience for the integration team.
Tell me a little bit about private cloud solutions. You guys do analytics and self-healing software, open APIs, seamless migration between clouds. This is no joke, and it's taken years for you to get here. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, and it has taken years because even though it's software, Jake, it still takes time to write quality code and QA that code and make sure that the features and functions meet expectations with users, right? Although public cloud is a growing trend, no one disputes that. The CISO organization, data governance issues in different countries. So on-prem, you're going to have ideal performance plus that security wrapper that some people really want. And our position is to give you both. Our data platform sits behind your firewall, but we have open connectors into the public clouds as well as to VMware and Hyper-V environments. So we're really a neutral environment to take virtualized assets that really need cloud or public assets that really need to be on-prem. And we're a highway, so you can go in either direction, put stuff on, put stuff off. Try it over in the public cloud. Oh, my bill's getting too high. I need to bring this back on-prem or vice versa, right? So giving people that fluidity and choice based on metrics and cost and latency, that's what it's all about for us, Jake.
ZeroStack has a cloud operating system. You have a cloud management system and an app store.
On-prem, you can take an Intel-powered device and download our operating system on it. The reason we like to call that the operating system is it's so people understand we literally take a bare metal server and download a complete stack. And we do that through a typical modified single-click Pixie boot. The reason I say it's modified is that one click does everything for you from the canonical Ubuntu base all the way up to completed orchestration and application layers. That happens within 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how big your cluster is. We make that marketing claim and we can show people that anytime. The management platform is a second piece, and that's what we actually call ZBrain, play with Z and ZeroStack. And we wanted to emphasize that the brain is learning about you so that it can better predict how to help you guide your cloud decisions. That's actually in our own SaaS portal. So our product has two parts, the part that's on-prem, that's the operating system, the part that's in our cloud, just like any SaaS company, we have our own cloud. And That's where the data processing goes on. That's where you as a user log in. And that's why we actually make the claim we have the best of both worlds, not only in all the things we've already talked about, Jake, but also because we have a hybrid architecture. We really think that the only way to cut costs and to mimic some of the benefits of public cloud is to actually partially have a public cloud as part of your solution. But it's our public cloud. It's the ZeroStack SaaS platform, which again, we call ZBrain. Now, once you're in the ZBrain console or portal, there's a tab called the Z App Store. Once you click on that, you unleash a screen full of over 50 logos, everything from operating systems to frameworks to DevOps tools to SQL, NoSQL tools, so that if you're a developer and you want to build Jenkins on an SQL framework, a couple of clicks, the system provisions itself and ignites the system ready for you to bring that workload over. So again, within minutes and a few clicks, you're deploying and working on your applications. That's what we're trying to increase, the time to value that IT can provision assets quickly for the users, or in this case, self-users. And everybody wants more money faster, right? So the faster you can do your job, the more quickly you can release that software and generate some revenue on it.
Okay, so now I'm going to go into an area that's, I don't want to say it's controversial, but it's pretty darn cool. You know, not every day does a company like ZeroStack get to team up with industry leaders. Can you tell us a little bit about your relationship with another member of our Storage Builders program, Nimble Storage?
Absolutely, Jake. I'd love to, and we really want to get the word out so that the base of users see the synergy. I want to just take a step back. One of the reasons we're so proud of our ecosystem is that we believe cloud software really is the center of the universe, right? So, you know, Galileo was only partially right, but cloud really is the true center of the universe. And what does that mean? Well, below us, we touch very important assets that drive the infrastructure, right? The compute, that's what we're talking about, Intel, storage, and network. The network helps us get outside. Storage helps us back up critical snapshots and what have you. And then on top of it sits the apps and the user experience. So from that surround view, if users want to look at our webpage, if they go to partners and an integration partner tab, you'll see a ton of logos proving that we've done a lot of integration with a lot of people that surround us. Now, we picked Nimble as a key strategic partner because we really feel that one of the go-to-markets that help our channel, that help our users, is that we can bring cloud to a storage environment. So some storage companies are looking for that value add. So you can go into a customer and say, do you have a Nimble solution? Well, if you work in tandem with the ZeroStack solution on an adjacent server, we can not only discover the Nimble products and bring them in as another volume, another storage element that just like a SIM card on your smartphone gets virtualized, and we look at the aggregate storage available and can basically use one single pane of glass to manage both environments. We also can have multi-box solutions. So let's say you've got a Nimble in a remote office, but you've got ZeroStack deployed in headquarters, and you wanted to have a DR or a backup scenario between those two locations using those two products. Again, that's something that we've done through the open APIs that you mentioned. But more importantly, we went farther than that, Jake. We wanted to go one more level down. And so we've tied into the QoS strategy that Nimble has developed for predictable performance. And now we'd integrate that QoS all the way over to our site. So end-to-end from cloud to storage, we can guarantee a certain level of performance as people move workloads and assets. And again, since we're talking about on-prem here, we're really always trying to optimize IOPS or reduce latency to the minimal value possible. And so that tight integration beyond just open APIs down to the QoS parameters really gives the enterprise that kind of predictability.
You know, it's without a doubt, Steve, I know our listeners have really been interested in this chip chat. Where can they go and find out more about ZeroStack's company's products and services? And is there a URL that you can share with our listeners?
www.zerostack.com. And then we have a great Twitter program, and we put a lot of content, thought leadership, and pointers towards other cool things out on Twitter. So it's at ZeroStack Inc.
So with that, I'd like to thank you for attending this Chip Chat Conversations in the Cloud. I'm Jake Smith. Have a good evening, good afternoon, or good morning.